Okay, we should be recording now.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I see an indication that we are. Thank you, David. And we haven't done anything. I wanted to wait till you get back because I wanted to thank you for taking the lead and setting this up for us and orchestrating it. And
quite welcome.
The whole thing. Thank you. So this process, the message from the chair is really just a couple of little things about how this can operate. Most of us are. Three of us at least have participated in these sorts of things in other venues, but I know Jay and Mark haven't done a lot of it. But actually, fortunately, both of their wives have, so we're in pretty good shape that way. So I think this is going to work great. What I'll do in bigger meetings when we have more public attendance and is to be very specific about the fact that who the members of the meeting are, which is the board and the staff and anybody that's presenting information to us, and then attendees. And I'm going to ask the attendees especially to mute their devices until such time as we open it up for public comment. There won't be any public comment at all today, but I think that what we're going to try to do is allow public comment just as we always have, and see how that goes. So the members, the protocols that we have to follow are good practices are be aware that when you speak, you're the image on the screen. So if you interrupt somebody or an ambient sound in the background takes control of the Zoom meeting, the person who is speaking kind of gets shunted or interrupted, and it can really disrupt the flow of a meeting. So as Donna and Mark have done, it's not a bad idea to mute your own button until you are ready to speak. The main problem with that is that people forget that they're on mute and they want to say something and they're, you know, so we'll go slow and make sure everybody can participate. But I think if we can do that, the hardest thing is going to be to figure out how to recognize people to talk, especially the public, not so much us, because we have a pretty good flow anyways. Although Mark is no longer going to be able to nudge me and tell me there's a hand up over there. We'll just have to deal with it as best we can. Okay. So that's all I had for notes. So the first order of business that we should do, the third order of business, but the first one that requires interaction is a roll call. We'll start each meeting this way. And what that does is it confirms that each member of the meeting, each member of the board can hear and speak, can hear all the other members and all other members can hear them. And then we'll do the same thing for any people in the meeting that we expect to participate, like Marjorie, for example, or other staff, or if somebody's presenting something to us to vote on, we would introduce those people in the same way to make sure they can be heard. So this is a way of just making sure, and this is part of the statute, that we need to make sure that everybody can heard and be heard. And I'll do that, and whenever we do a roll, and I'll do that in alphabetical order. And I'll just say your name, and you confirm yes or no, and we'll go on with it. And that will be the record of any votes or the roll call. So we'll do that now. So first up on the roll call is Mr. Corson. Can you just say yes, please?
Yes.
Next up is Ms. Damon. Can you say yes, please?
Yes.
And next up is Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
And Mr. Main, here. So it appears we can all hear each other, and that's good. And now I would ask the same of participants in the other participants in the meeting, which are other members of the meeting, which would be Marjorie. So Marjorie, can you just say yes?
Yes.
Okay, we're good. So that will be a process that we go through at each one of these just to make sure everybody can be heard. And so now we'll enter a real brief workshop, which is really, I don't really have much in the way to cover here. the purpose of this meeting is really just to test the technology, make sure we're comfortable with it, make sure we feel like we can get our jobs done. One question I had for David is, observation I had for myself is that the statute requires notification, including how to participate. I can't even see it now, but I know that says it in there somewhere. And so I said in the top of the notification that we are meeting by teleconference, but I really didn't probably provide enough information for the public to say how to participate. So I'll amend the March 25th to include probably a footnote which refers to the link on the webpage, either as a web address or just to direct people to the webpage, to the town webpage.
Herb, can I?
Yes, sir.
Did anybody have any difficulties figuring that out? That's also a part of today's mission, is to debug the system. So if anybody has any suggestions on how to make that process more clear to the public, please let me know, and I'll take care of posting that information.
Right now. Sure. Go ahead, Donna.
So what I did was I just went to the website and clicked on the link. And that's the easiest way to get on here. And I think if we just, you know, it could be as simple as saying that. Go to the website, there is a link, click on it, and it automatically gets you here. Because if you get too complicated, for me, I want as few steps as possible. And while I'm on, when I was on here yesterday and then one I did with church last week, there was some kind of an icon on the bottom where they had a hand and you could click on it. So that and I don't know if it was so that you could, you know, raise your hand. It's what kind of what it looked like, but I don't see it on this one. And so if Dave,
what was that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Herb?
Yes, Jay. Hi.
Karen has pointed out to me, because she's used this a number of times, that there is a way to something called a chat line, so that you can type in your questions and that will appear on a separate line next to the screen.
Yeah.
So I do know that there are various versions and levels of Zoom. So David, can you let us know what, I know the highest level even allows webinars, which is even a more sophisticated. Tell us a little bit about how you purchased it, David.
Yeah. This basically is a one-year subscription for, I think, $149. The webinar version, which would allow us to have more control over participants and muting them and so forth and so on, is $40 a month extra. And I would suggest that we give this a try for a while, and maybe if it appears that that's the way to go, then we can add that on at a later time. The chat function, if you scroll down on your screen, you'll see the that will pop up. And that bar or that portion of the screen will open up on the right. And I thought I saw something about what Donna was talking about, where you can raise your hand. But I don't see that anymore, so I'll have to research that.
David, what I was just thinking too is one of the things they were able to do yesterday with the Island Institute, and I think it's because they probably have the better, you know, $40 or whatever. She was able to mute all the people on their phones at the same time. That the phone thing was a real problem. On that one.
That's very definitely, that's the webinar.
Because you have control, you would have control over it, and then you would unmute everybody when it was time to have public comment.
Yeah, if we want to pay $40 a month, we can do that.
I mean, this might not only be 2 or 3 months. So, you know, to me, if we have all the bells and whistles, it might be worth it.
All right. What's the will of the board? Let me know and I'll do it.
Is there an objection to David upping the ante on this? Okay.
The only question I have is maybe we get used to it a little better just among ourselves and for the first meeting or two to see what we need to step up to.
That was my thought.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. If everybody on Shebig knows they can do this, they're all going to weigh in and you're going to have so much feedback. And we had 36 people on yesterday and most of them were pretty tech savvy, and periodically they had to actually do that.
Well, it really depends on whether we start attracting people to these meetings or not. So it can be done literally, overnight. So I don't know. I'll be happy to do it. And it might give us some more flexibility.
I'm going to leave the decision up to David.
thanks.
Well, I mean, the board is certainly sounds willing to do that, but it's a little more burden for you. That actually takes someone to facilitate the meeting a little more actively, which probably won't be whoever's running the meeting.
Yeah, because right now, actually, Nancy is the host because she was the first to log in. But I don't have a problem with doing that. I'll go ahead and up it, and let's try it at least on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, that sounds good. Another question, and this may change when we up it, but to David, is the link that you provided on the website, will that work for all meetings? Is that going to be static, or are you going to produce one for every meeting?
The length of the meeting, you mean?
The link.
That link is static, and we should not have a problem with that. So if we just publicize the meetings in more or less our normal fashion, pointing people to the to the town website, everything should be good to go.
Does that become kind of an open place? I mean, can anybody start a meeting there and go to it at any time?
They can't start a meeting there, but they can only attend. So I think, as far as I know, I think I'm the only one at the moment who can, I think I can appoint other moderators, but at the moment I have to start it.
Okay. Okay. I think that's fine. Okay. So the only question remaining is, are there other questions about how we're going to operate this? I've scheduled another meeting for March 25th. And my intent is to cover whatever the board wants to cover. So I want to touch base with each one of you and figure out what you think our priorities ought to be at this point in time. And if there are specific action items that you want the board to act on, I'd be happy to put an agenda item on there, frame however you want it to be framed. We'll try and keep it to a reasonable number of items, obviously, and I'll moderate that. But I'd like to hear from each one of you. We can do it by phone. You can call me at your leisure, or you can email me, whatever you're more comfortable with. And I will work up an agenda. And I'll actually, this time around, I'll actually send it to you in advance and see if we can sort of work on the agenda together, because it's a unique circumstance, certainly. So does that sound agreeable to everybody?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like a good path forward.
Okay. So are there any other questions about how we're going to operate come Wednesday?
I just have a question about, maybe it would be good before that meeting, if David could draft some kind of a message and put it on the website for the town and also on Beverly's website about how this process works, and explaining why we're doing it, and just, you know, for public information.
That's a good idea.
Sure.
And to explain that, you know, this is the first time we're trying it. It may be difficult to weigh in. Don't get frustrated. You know, we're all learning together. You know, kind of something like that, so that, you know, people know that it's a learning curve for everybody, but that we do want them to we want them to be involved.
Correct. I do want to underscore that we're not required in any way to allow public participation in these meetings. So if we do need a meeting that is where we don't allow public participation, it's entirely legal to do. But I agree. I think we should try to incorporate anybody in our normal open way and just see how it goes. If it becomes impractical, then we'll regroup.
Well, and if they can't make it work, there needs to be a disclaimer that we can't go around to people's houses and help them sign in.
We'll ask them to call Marjorie for direction.
Okay.
Marjorie, you may speak now.
That's a good idea.
No sarcasm.
May I say something?
Yes, please. May
I say something? I thought that the new ruling said that the participation by the public will be provided.
Well, the opportunity for participation, I think, maybe is what they mean.
I'm going to share my screen and show you the text, okay?
Now, this is where we're getting fancy.
Can everybody see the text of the document?
Very good. Very yeah. good.
Okay, so here's item B right here is the one that's important. This item right here, and what it says.
I'm talking about C.
Well, let me talk about B first. So what's required is that each member of the body who is participating, which is us. Must be able to hear and speak to all of the members during public proceeding. And members of the public, which I'm calling attendees in my terminology, attending the public proceeding in the location identified in the notice given pursuant to paragraph A, are able to hear all members participating at other locations. So it doesn't imply that they need to speak. It just implies that they need to be able to hear the proceeding. I'll make that bigger for you.
I'm fine. I can see it.
Okay. All right. Is everybody clear on that language? And then Marjorie was referring to
C,
which is the body determines that participation is through telephonic, electronic, or other similar means of remote participation. What that means to me is that the first thing we need to do Wednesday is take a vote that we are allowing, in our town, we're allowing virtual meetings. That's what that means to me. Does anybody read that differently?
The body determines. I think it's a fair assumption that we should probably make that vote. And I think what you're saying is that the body also determines who may speak and when.
Well, what I'm saying is that we need to provide a public way for people to hear. Based on paragraph B, we need to provide a way for them to hear, and that the means right. that they hear is through telephonic or other electronic means. But we're not required to allow people to speak.
Do we need to be specific in a motion to pick telephonic, video, or electronic? Because what do we call what we're doing right now? Anybody?
Which I'm one? Calling it the general term teleconferencing. That's okay. The way I've been referring to it.
Okay, so that would be what the agenda item would say.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Herb, could I say something?
Certainly.
Maybe if we wanted to allow participation of the public over and above their ability to hear what we're saying, talking about, and voting on, we could consider the chat thing.
I think that's a good idea. If we do that, we may want to designate or ask for outside assistance for somebody to come in and actually facilitate that chat so that I don't have to try to keep track of the meeting and also the chat box, and that somebody would somebody specific would have the job of reading that and then interrupting me and saying so-and-so has a question or there was a question that read this way. How do we feel about that?
Another way to look at it, you could just, if somebody wants to speak, they could put their name in the chat box, and as opposed to trying to spell out what it was they wanted to do. And then
that would be more manageable for me.
Hey, if I may, when we get the webinar add-in, people will have the ability to raise their hand, quote unquote.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think we necessarily need a chat moderator, if you will. I think we can just use that. We'll have to test it out. I've used it before, but we'll have to test it out, see how we all react to it.
And as Donna pointed out, it doesn't work with phone participants.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, and I don't know if phone participants can do the chat. Does anybody know that?
I don't think so.
And maybe David, in your memo that you put out to the public, is that the best way to do this is using a computer, that we do not advise you to use a phone. And just get the phones right out of there.
Yep.
Unless that's the only way they could hear it. You know, but if you really want to be a full participant, you need to use a computer as opposed to a phone.
And actually there are two phones. The iPhone or mobile phone actually gives you probably as much flexibility as the computer, just on a much limited basis.
Right, but what I'm saying is I think it might be better to warn people ahead of time.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else regarding the meeting that we'll hold on March? As David pointed out in our conversation, this is going to be an evolving process, and you know, we have to get our skill level up a little bit, and we're going to take it slow and try to understand exactly what we're doing.
A question for Marjorie.
Make it effective. Go ahead, David.
Quick question for Marjorie. Should I send this to Gloria, to you, or Chris? Who should I be talking to in terms of adjustments to the town website, like we're just talking about instructions and such?
Gloria can just log on remotely and do it. So. But it would be her personal email.
Okay. What's your email, Gloria?
Gloria?
Oh, yeah, I had to unmute. GJ Brown.
GJ Brown.
58A.
58A as an alpha?
Yes. @gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay. All right. I'll be sending you information later.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Herb.
Yes.
Beth was just saying to me that she believes if someone wants to try to participate on a cell phone or an iPad, that they would have to download the Zoom app into it.
Yeah, and I can interrupt there and say, I've done this on a couple of machines. If you do the link as specified on the website, it will actually go take you automatically to the download that you need for that device. Or at least it will on a laptop or a desktop. I'm not so sure about iPad. I think iPad you may have to actually do the app.
Got it.
Go to the iStore. Okay, I think we're on our way. Anything else? Okay, so we're gonna try our first vote. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Second.
Jay seconds. Donna moved and Jay seconded. All right, I'll do a roll call vote. Yes or no, Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Mr. Main says yes. See you all Wednesday, if not before. I will try to touch base with each one of you before that.
When do you want our feedback?
At any time you want.
Okay.
This is what we're doing here. I'm all on board.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Too.
You're quite welcome.
So how do you turn this off?
Just make the box go away, and I think that's going to log you out.
Click the red thing.
Yeah, you click your X in the upper right, and then say leave meeting, and you should be out.
And Herb just wants to make sure nobody's ever allowed to speak.
Yeah.